Hey you, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Revive Refresh with your hosts, Tiger,
Naomi,
Pac, and Cameron.
Come on a journey with us to find refreshed ideas on music and our community with your favorite high schoolers. Would the journey end? Stay a while to find out.
Either fear or hate, or is it just me? Call me crazy. Is it just me? My friend died before I was born, but that is love this all. So I will never feel alone. Like it's lame to fill me in eyes. Oh, is it just me? Call me crazy. Oh, is it just me? My friend lives in Tokyo, the one I've never known, but here I spoke. Show me some consolation prize. Oh, is it just me? Call me crazy. Is the president? He stayed with me when my children left. Wanna die and I'll die for him. I wanna die and I'll die for him.
This is CJSF 90.5 FM, and you're listening to Revive Refresh. I'm your host, Naomi, and I'm with...
Puck.
And we have a special guest today.
Hello.
We are here with, currently, Autonomous Apes, and we're here with the frontman, Igor.
Just for now.
The other guys are going to come in a bit.
Yeah.
And the song we were just listening to was My Friends, which is their new single, which came out how many days ago?
A week and a bit.
A week and a bit. So,
February 3rd.
February 3rd. So, still pretty new.
Pretty new. But we got some even newer stuff.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a bit. But before that, we're going to, you know, ask a few questions, like, you know, learn a little bit more about you guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can tell from this, like, you guys are really passionate on what you're doing.
You know, you can assume that.
Sure. But like, what got you, like, I guess I can say specifically you for now, but like, what got you into music and why did you decide to start a band?
Well, I just heard Nirvana. I guess that sums it up.
Honestly, that is the greatest answer, honestly.
But I mean, apart from that, yeah, Nirvana showed me the way, like, it's possible to do music that you enjoy and actually succeed and stuff, right? So you don't need to be in the industry or do, like, mainstream pop songs. Probably with Nirvana, I, like, discovered music in general. I wasn't really interested in music at all. I wasn't interested in many stuff.
Oh, yeah, really? Dang. Okay.
But then talking about more elevated matters, why am I doing this? It's obviously, like, fear of leaving no trace, of, like, wasting life, working for a guy and all of that.
Yeah, I totally get that. Yeah. As for the name, Autonomous Apes.
Autonomous Apes.
Where has this come? Honestly, like, this is such an interesting name. Where does it come from?
Well, I was somebody's trying to rush in. So yeah, okay. Somebody rushed in, and we got Musa right here. Can they hear you?
No, they can.
Now they can.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, now I can hear you.
You can hear me? Should I put those on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably
just
should.
Just plug it in there.
Musa, how about you introduce yourself for the air?
Sure.
Just talking about the band name.
Oh, shoot. Why don't you finish your story and then I'll... No? I'm the bass player for the Apes. Kind of late coming in here.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Not the latest one.
No, but thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah, for sure. Nah. It's honestly a pleasure having you guys here. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Igor, back to your name.
So the name. Autonomous Apes. Autonomous Apes means human. Means people. Because people are autonomous apes. And we're all people. Because we're interested in people problems. We're singing about people problems. We talk about people problems. Right here, right now. But generally speaking, I was listening to a song and the singer screamed out, "Autonomy!" And I was like, what is that? What does it mean? And then I was like jumping around with this idea of autonomy of whatever. And I was like, autonomy of the apes sounds fine. And then I came up to my mom and I was like, check it out, autonomy of the apes. She was like, just say autonomous apes, bro. And that's when I heard it. Like, the sound of the name, like, the way you pronounce it, it was like, oh, it all came to me, Autonomous Apes. Because, and only, like, I don't know, a month ago, I only realized that not only is this an alliteration, like, both words start with the same letter, but they end on the same letter as well, and it just blew my mind. That's why it sounds so good, Autonomous Apes.
So basically, we have your mom to thank.
Yeah, mom.
For more than just a name.
For more than just a name.
Yeah, definitely.
She gave a couple of names to this band.
Okay. All right. We are going to go into our next song, which is also, obviously, by Autonomous Apes. It is Dust.
Let's go.
I hope you guys enjoy.
Couple of steps showed the real distance between us. We both know that we don't need no goodbyes. You can hear my cries, so can you understand them? Will you mind my lies, big city? Show me your price. 'Cause I'm going towards the horizon. I'm going after my life. Responsible. many fights I lose. I'm aiming for the battles for returning home to you. Just a couple of steps and me falling to the ground. Sometimes pavement cracks is where gold is found. And you still can hear my cries, no, you understand them. Will you mind my life, big city? Show me your part, you cannot know. I'm going after my love. Yes, I'm going to the horizon. I'm going with your love. You said I won't say it's all like this, yes, sir. We'll be right back.
is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to Revive Refresh with your hosts, Naomi,
Puck,
and the other two are currently not here right now. But we are here with special guests, Autonomous Apes.
Still here.
They're still here. And we are continuing to talk about their band and specifically their new song, My Friends. Guys, what inspired this song?
My Friends. I say My Friends is a song about friends that you've never met. They may be like people you're inspired by. They may be your favorite writer, maybe your favorite musician. And you like really feel like you click on a lot of topics, but and you consider them friends. You like study them even beyond their music, which is amazing. Like persona becomes more than the art. And I'm gonna go with specific examples. First chorus of the song is about one and only Kurt Cobain, right?
Mm.
Never met the guy. It didn't really happen.
That's unfortunate.
Unfortunate, yeah. But I always felt close to him, at least emotionally. And if I was given a chance, I think we would have become friends. I don't know. Yeah, that's what the song is about. It's like about loneliness, obviously, and like finding friends in your favorite creators or something like that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I definitely relate to that idea of like, you know, like having people that you would emotionally connect to, but you don't actually personally know.
Yeah.
It's just like, you just know, you know? Like, mm-hmm. you just know that you would, like, if you had the chance to meet in real life, yeah. you'd absolutely click.
It's like listening to interviews, right? Right now.
Yeah.
People who are emotionally connected to us, you know, they listen to this interview.
Oh, yeah.
They can't address us directly. At least, I don't think so right now. But still, we do that. We listen to interviews. We listen to the podcast with them. Try to find any piece to connect back to this person that you're so inspired by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So speaking about, you know, like connecting with people and, you know, like that entire idea of just like emotional connection with people. Mm-hmm. Like, would you say that like if someone was like listening to this right now and they were like, okay, yeah, I wish, you know, I was in that position where I could like make a band or I could like go do music or I could do a crew. What advice do you guys have for those people?
Don't stop. Good people are better than good musicians. Know your price. You're not charity. Be ready to become a businessman and fake it till you make it. Musa, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would say don't listen to us. We haven't made it yet. We're just three stupid boys making music, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's not our career, it's not our side hustle yet.
No, so, but out of all the ones that I named, Don't Stop is the best one.
Yeah,
I feel
that one. I feel, yeah,
because you know, it may not be your year this year, but the next year's gotta be better. And anyhow, you're building an audience, right?
Oh yeah.
Every
for sure.
single new person who listens to your song, they add up together. You know, this is what art is amazing, because when you get a person invested with your art, they will go with you. You know, if you keep supplying art content, whatever, on social media, and you will feel you don't actually notice it happening, but when you look back, you see that, oh, there's like now there's a group of people who are actually invested with our music, who we can expect to see at our gig or something, right? And the key to that, just don't stop. You know, people will actually they will be there. They'll be there for you. And the more you do it, the longer you do it, there's a bigger chance for fair amount of people to join you on the journey.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think just like when it comes to like those really big artists who have like they've made it big and they're really popular, their fandoms are so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Like I swear, I like got in a fight on Twitter with like this one BTS fan. My goodness. That I did not go to sleep very well that night. Not the greatest. So with your music, I think we all know and we can hear like there's a very, very strong rock influence, and it's, you know, it's all that kind of thing. Do you think you would ever like mix it up a little bit?
I think we must.
You think we
yeah.
must?
Yeah.
Speaking of mixing it up,
Rishabh in the studio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Where can he sit?
Right here. Share the mic with you guys.
Sure.
All right. I keep this one on. You guys can share that one.
Yeah.
All right. And as we were talking, so like anything else genre-wise, do you think you would mix it up a little bit? Do you think you would add a little bit variety there at some point? Or would you stay like sticking with like the type of music you're doing right now?
Well, I think staying is it's the opposite of evolving, and without evolution, there's no growth. Mm-hmm. So surely we will switch it up with our new releases. Yeah, you can sit down. It's all right.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. All right.
But we are, experimenting with sound, experimenting with instruments that we add to the mix. Currently, I'm working with a guy who's like into electronic music and everything. I don't know what's gonna come of it, but at least it's new, new sounds, new ideas, always happening. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it would be really cool to see you guys like do like have a new sound or like evolved sound over.
I think
time.
We are evolving.
Yeah.
Sound
and I honestly.
Anyways.
I think it's a mark of a good artist if you can like keep evolving over time.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff on this album is pretty different from what Igor's released prior to it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different sounds and styles on there.
Like, exactly. I don't think changing in the style is also change, you know. And we are doing it. And it's coming naturally, which is a good thing also.
Got you. Okay. Now on to our next song from the same album, Machine Gun. Hope you guys enjoy it.
You're all alone. Find yourself.
to Bezos.
Strike.